This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In Alabama, about 200,000 people have insurance through the Affordable Care Act. But this year, people have half as much time to sign up for a health plan through the ACA or Obamacare. The Trump administration also slashed the budget to advertise the healthcare.gov website. So as tomorrow's deadline looms, how's enrollment going in Alabama? WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
So I paid that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, so that's going to be different. So what that 450 number was is what...
In a tiny office in Birmingham, Enroll Alabama navigator A.G. Baldwin steers Elisa Lewis through choosing a health plan on healthcare.gov.
You've got the same ER copay on both of those plans, right? The same primary doctor. Well, one primary doctor copay is $10 on your 94 plan.
It's complicated, sort of like getting your taxes done. But Enroll Alabama offers free help for people applying for individual health plans.
If I go with that one, would I be able to keep my doctors that I have now?
Yeah, so we can check.
Okay.
So I'm pulling up Blue Cross's provider directory.
Lewis has come to see Baldwin every year since the federal health insurance marketplace opened. She just recently found out she has a heart condition.
We get my, you know, insurance coverage together and everything, something that I can afford. And without it, I don't know where I'd be. Probably wouldn't be here. No, really. Just thank God that I have this.
President Trump has made deep cuts in the grants that pay for navigators like Baldwin and slashed the budget to advertise healthcare.gov by 90%. And that worries Baldwin. He says in rural Alabama especially, people need affordable health care, but many don't have internet access, so researching and signing up for health plans is a challenge.
I know there are people out there who can benefit from this, but there's like this systematic subversion of accurate information that's taking place.
Many predict fewer people will sign up this year than in past years, but at Enroll Alabama, staffers and volunteers are swamped. Project coordinator Sonia Smith says the group's overall federal funding, unlike with many other navigator programs around the country, has been steady. She also says Alabama never got much healthcare.gov marketing funding, but there may be an upside to the national cuts.
Ironically, although the marketing funds, the marketing dollars have been cut, that has garnered a lot of interest and a lot of earned media. So that kind of offsets whatever they were trying to do.
David Becker is director of UAB's Healthcare Organization and Policy Program. He says first there were three attempts in Congress to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
Then we have the change in the length of the enrollment window, and that all stands alongside these significant cuts in advertising, reducing funding for these navigators, and the public might be a little bit uncertain as to what's really happening with the ACA.
But he says in reality, not much will change in 2018.
Despite all of the media coverage you've seen of efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Marketplace is still working the same for this coming year as it's worked in years past.
Even so, he worries people will miss Friday's enrollment deadline. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You're going to read more thoughts on the American healthcare system from UAB's David Becker. It's at our website, wbhm.org.